Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, travel writer Joan Scales joins me now. And I think, Joan, you are starting as well the orderly queue for people who want to go on a night out with Fergie, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. She sounds brilliant fun. Oh my God, and that hearty laugh, I loved it.
Yeah, hearty crack. Slash dirty, yeah.
I'd even make soda bread for her.
I think half of us would. Now, I think the hint of the warm weather, Joan, during the week got us all a bit giddy and thinking
about
summer
and stuff. Yeah, until yesterday and today.
No, it'll be back. It's going in the right direction. The trend is good, I think. And the new summer flight schedules are kicking off too, so you're going to transport us away now for a little while. So does it feel, I know we keep saying this, but there, I see 1.5 million extra seats coming out of Dublin Airport this summer. Ryanair's biggest schedule ever, you're saying. Does it feel that finally are we back to kind of that bounce back in travel that we've been kind of predicting for the last 18 months?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely we're back to it. And in fact, we're going to exceed it as well, because I've been talking to, needless to say, lots of people over the last few weeks, because there's been a lot of travel events on, lots of launches of new destinations, new routes, new areas coming to Ireland to promote their wares and their destinations. So yes, definitely we're going to exceed it, I should say. I know the last few years have kind of been difficult, and last year was kind of, even though we had opened again at the end of March for travel, it was still, people were still cautious about travelling, particularly families. And then, of course, we had all those disruptions with flights and not enough staff in different places, and airlines not getting back up to their normal schedules quick enough. So this year, definitely, everybody's kind of said, I am definitely going on holidays this year. And not only that, I'm going to bring my granny and I'm going to bring my auntie, and mammy and daddy bringing all the kids. So there's lots of multi-generational holidays happening as well. So we are definitely going to see a big surge. And this time of the year is when the summer routes start operating. So from the end of March onwards. And so far, I think I've counted over 40 new routes from Ireland, which is incredible. We're definitely going to have lots of new places to see and do.
Now, as you were saying the last day you were in, Spain is the perennial favourite with Irish people. One of the new routes is Asturias.
Asturias, yes.
In northern Spain. And you've been there, I did.
I went there last year, and to be honest, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I think it's going to do really well. It's the northern Spain, so it's great in the summer because their temperature is nice. It's like 26 degrees in summer. So you're not going to get roasted like 40 degrees in the south of Spain. A lot of Spaniards head to Asturias for their holidays themselves. So I spent a couple of days there last year, and we were there in July. As you said, we were doing the Camino, but we stayed in the city of Oviedo, and I was very impressed with Oviedo. I loved it. It's a gorgeous city. Most of the city is pedestrianised, so the whole centre of the city, and it's been pedestrianised for a long time. If you like to shop, that's definitely the place to go, because lots of high-end shopping there.
Okay.
And the city itself also has sculptures everywhere. There's loads of these really interesting sculptures, and there's a reel of them on my Instagram of all these sculptures. So over 160 sculptures around the city, so it's a bit of fun when you're going around spotting the sculptures.
Oviedo, and it's an oldie town kind of vibe.
Yes,
when you're walking
it is.
And
yes. Oh, it's lovely. And I will say one thing. I was checking the hotel prices. You won't believe this. You can stay in 4-star hotels in Oviedo in July for under 100 euros a night.
Right. Yeah, because the high season is getting more and more ridiculously out of kilter with the rest of the season, isn't it?
Oh, you'd be paying 400
here. People trying to book in the school holidays as well, like packages or anything. Oh. They're doubling or trebling once the school holidays
unfortunately,
starts, aren't they?
July and August are always going to be the most expensive times. But one thing I will say to you, I did talk to Paul Hackett. He's the president of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, have a look at the Canaries, because the Canaries, summer isn't their high season, funny enough. The winter is the Canaries' high season. So the prices can be a little bit better, particularly if you're a family and looking for a family holiday. And they do have all the great beaches and facilities as well.
Yeah, definitely well set up. Yeah. Okay, lots more destinations in France and Italy as well, I believe, from Irish regional airports.
I know, it's brilliant to see what's happening. And McCary's going to have two flights to Quimper and Brest, and they're in Brittany, which is great. There'll be weekly flights there. And we'll have La Rochelle, which is on the Atlantic coast of France, that will be from Cork, which is great.
And Ile de Ré down that direction.
Ile de Ré. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Fabulous. La Rochelle will put you right on the doorstep of Ile de Ré. Thanks for reminding me, Brendan. Yeah. And Béziers, of course, from Shannon as well, is going to be operating. So all those regional flights, and then there's going to be Naples as well from Shannon too, and Venice from Cork. So all the regional flights, the regional airports have really had a big ramping up of flights into Europe.
Yeah.
And including Ireland West, Knock Airport, they've got Lanzarote this year.
Okay.
They're absolutely delighted about, just started this week.
And I see Cork starting a direct flight to Seville as well. That's another lovely corner of Spain.
I love Seville. I would highly recommend Seville if you get a chance. Mm. And we haven't had a Seville flight before. This is the first time we have a Seville flight, and it is from Cork. And the one thing I'll say about Seville is it was the capital of Spain at one stage, and it lives up to that image.
Yeah.
Because you've got these beautiful wide big streets. There's orange trees growing in the streets in Seville. I always remember that. It was very taken with that the first time I went there. But the river goes through Seville, the Guadalquivir, and there's lovely restaurants all along the riverfront. And the food, of course, is amazing.
Yeah. And you can kind of go on a very civilised pub crawl as well, sipping sherry and eating little bites.
And the tapas, of course.
And feel like you're not exactly on the drink for the day. But
definitely,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You go from place to place having a tapas and a little drink here and there.
Now, listen, I think a lot of people probably went off America the last few years, particularly because people stayed close to home, I think. But America is still very popular. Where are people going?
Unbelievable. I can't believe the number of flights. More than 20 transatlantic flights, the most we've ever had from Ireland.
Really? Yeah.
Aer Lingus has 15 of them. And we're going to all the usual places like New York, Boston. Chicago's on from Shannon as well. So all the main cities that we love and know. And oftentimes we, at Being Irish, we often have relatives in different places. But the big ones really are, Orlando is huge for families. There's no doubt about that. And it is a great destination. I think everybody should do Orlando at some stage. Do the theme parks, do the water parks, do the Disney World, do the Universal Studios, Aquatica. They really are. It's a great holiday. I would say don't go until your kids are over 10 because it's exhausting. Okay. It can be very tiring.
But once you're
the
there,
summer.
It all works quite well. It's easily done and convenient.
I would usually recommend people stay on the Disney Resort or the Universal Resorts because you get into the theme parks earlier in the day. The only thing is, I will say, they are very busy. You're not going to get to do as much as you think you're going to do. You need to plan your day. Don't just rush off and think you'll run around and do anything. Plan your day. Plan before you go. And then you'll have a great time. And there's also great shopping.
This is not my idea of a holiday.
No,
planning to go on some kind of a scary ride. But it is a lot of people's idea.
But then if you wanted to do this new flight to New England, to Connecticut.
Yeah.
It was here, Hartford, for a few years and then it stopped during COVID.
And what is the attraction of Hartford, Connecticut?
Well, it's the kind of the green lung of the East Coast. People love it. A lot of people have relations there like myself. And it's also, it's a business destination too, because a lot of the financial companies in the US are based in Hartford and they also have branches here in Ireland.
Okay.
So there's a lot of that to in and flowing. But it's a kind of place where Mark Twain was from Hartford, Connecticut. So his house is lovely. I went to see his house when I was there. It's beautiful. If you're interested in literature now, that's lovely. And Mystic in Connecticut, it's beautiful. It's their kind of Kinsale.
Okay.
So it's gorgeous. Yeah, no, it is. People like to go there for driving holidays. So it's a nice place for your driving holidays.
And so charming little towns.
Yeah, very charming little towns and coastal as well, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of forests and trees and, very, very pretty.
Okay, so less frenetic.
Yeah, less frenetic.
Orlando maybe,
And less frenetic then is Cleveland in Ohio, that's come on board now as well this year for the first time ever.
That's out of Dublin.
That's out of Dublin, yeah, with Aer Lingus, yeah, Cleveland, yeah. The biggest thing that they have in Cleveland is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I've been to. And Cleveland is famous. They say that the first rock concert that ever happened was in Cleveland, Ohio. That was back in 1952.
What was it?
It was called Moondog Coronation Night.
Okay.
And it got broken up by the guards before it even got off the ground.
The guards, no less. They probably were police. Irish and all.
They probably are. But Cleveland, Ohio is more an industrial city. Okay. But still, it has interesting architecture. And I think it's probably somewhere people would go because they have family and friends, or it'll be visiting people in that area.
Are people taking those bucket list trips that everyone talked about, you know, splashing out?
And, definitely. In actual fact, I've heard a couple of bucket list prices that people are spending on holidays, and I am shocked in some ways, because you think, I heard recently of family spending 10,000 per head on a holiday. They're taking a cruise, and then they're ending up in down in the Canaries, and they're going all high end. I also met an American travel agent who's coming the other way too, because she just told me she had done a booking for five to America for $86,000. So yes, the bucket lifts are coming both ways.
Okay, so people are taking those trips.
They definitely
of a lifetime.
Are. But don't forget, people, if they haven't travelled in the last 3 years, they have savings. They have money put aside, and there also is an element, they missed lots of things. There was lots of big birthdays, anniversaries, certain celebrations that you would maybe make an effort for.
To do something special, okay.
Yeah, and that's what I said, and Granny's coming too.
Right.
As well.
Listen, Dublin Airport seemed to be promising a better experience this summer.
Well, I'm delighted to say Kenny Jacobs has taken over there at Dublin Airport, because he's come from a Ryanair background. He knows all about service and how important that is. And he's only a few months, I think he's only about 2 months in the job now, but he's already come out with a 15-point plan of how things are going to improve. As we know, we all are aware that last year it was a nightmare in Dublin Airport. I myself experienced it a number of times because I was travelling for work. And I'm glad to say all the things that they plan, it's a 15-point plan, but it's things like increasing seating. They're going to have 400 extra seats in the terminals, designated family areas, because I think that's important. You know, when you saw people, their families last year, just hanging around, waiting, people being told to come
4 hours in advance sitting on the floor inside in the airport, and filth everywhere
of the time. It was terrible. And the bathrooms, oh my God, the filth. But anyway, the promise is that there's going to be 90%, at least 90% of passengers will get through in 20 minutes, which is excellent for Dublin Airport, because it's a big airport. So 20 minutes getting through security would be average anyway. So they say 90% of us will get through. Hopefully the other 10% get through faster. But there'll be more Wi-Fi. They're speeding up the Wi-Fi. They're also introducing, all the sockets have all been fixed. Some of the sockets were broken. I didn't know about that, but I heard that during the week. So all the sockets all around the airport have all been checked, make sure they're all working. And they're also putting in USB points, which, of course, we all need nowadays for charging our phones.
And Joan, check-in times, what are
check-in
the, what
times
are the
now? Check-in times are not going to change. Check-in times will still be 2 hours for European and UK, and 3 hours for international travel. So that would be for the US and the Middle East.
Okay. And if you're doing those recommended ones, presumably, remember we all started turning up like with an extra hour just in case or anything. It's now turn up the 2 hours before and you're safe
enough. You will be safe enough. But what I will say to you is book your car parking. The car parking is going mad. Book your car parking well in advance, because the car parks, we lost that big queue park. Remember that big car park that was near Northwood, just beyond the airport? That's gone. So the car parking is really packed up nowadays. And so book well in advance.
Yeah,
for your
and
car
much
parking.
Better deals as well.
Yeah. They do tell me they're going to have more buses and taxis at the airport. They've increased the number of taxi permits by 20%.
Okay.
So if you can, take a bus or take a taxi.
And you would make the point as well that Shannon and other airports can be easier to get through.
Yeah, well, as I've already said, the number of flights and routes from Shannon and Cork and Ireland West and Kerry have increased so much that they're very viable option for your holidays.
Okay.
And, you know, look at them first, because parking is cheaper for a start. And you get through rapidly. I mean, Shannon has the fastest security system in the whole of Ireland, probably the UK as well. So think about that as well when you're planning your holidays.
OK, Joan Scales, thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.